True Love's Kiss by Ink for Human Hands, read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom is Nana, with the relationships for Komatsu Nana / Osaki Nana. The rating is general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. Summary: Komatsu Nana is cursed by the Demon King and ends up in a mysterious coma. Who will be the one to kiss her out of it? Author's notes. There is a translation available into Japanese done by the author. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for the podfic Fem/February. I hope you enjoy. Is this really the work of a demon king? Shoji asked Junko as a form of greeting. He made no move to put down the flowers he'd brought for Nana, seemingly frozen by the hospital room door. Junko, who had up until this mysterious turn of events not believed in Nana's imaginary demon king, answered, "Well, there's no other explanation for her to suddenly end up in a coma, is there? That's why I called you here." "Huh?" Shoji was confused. "What do you mean? And where is everyone else?" "They all went down to the cafeteria, so I'm standing guard. Will you get over here already?" She gestured to him to come closer. Shoji set his bouquet by the windowsill and then went to stand by Juko's side. The two of them watched Nana's peacefully sleeping figure in silence for a moment. "She will wake up, won't she?" Shoji had sustained the impression since their days at the art prep school that he could rely on Junko for pretty much anything. But when it came to something so removed from reality, he wasn't sure that even she would have any answers. Still, he asked. "That might depend on you." Junko's words only led to Shoji's further confusion. What was she talking about? Luckily, seeing the expression on his face, Junko deigned to explain a bit further. "They've already tried kissing her, Takumi and Nobu, but she didn't wake up for either of them, so neither of them must be her true love. That's why I thought... maybe you?" "Right," said Shoji, not that he felt he completely understood. "Forget Sachiko for a second and just try it before Takumi gets back." "I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to just forget my girlfriend, but whatever." Trying not to think about Sachiko, he lines up his lips with the sleeping Nana's. He straightens up again. 30 seconds passed and nothing changed. Junko sighed. "Seems you're no good either." It was then that the other Nana showed up at the room. Seeing the look on Junko and Shoji's faces, she said, "He didn't do it either. Guess it can't be helped then." Her tone said she was joking, but her expression was serious. She pushed Shoji aside and fit herself in between him and Junko. And then, like it was nothing at all, she kissed Nana. Nana's eyes opened. Shoji looked at Junko, but she seemed just as surprised as he was. The other Nana, on the other hand, was smiling. "Good morning," she said. The end. If you enjoyed this work, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments for the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.